If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. I apologize if you were trying to catch up with your news, weather, and traffic from Roger Badish. I shouldn't be able to have access to buttons, Roger, because that's what happened there. So there's a machine that I've never touched before, and I went to go put my belongings down, and I hit this machine and apparently hit this button. Of all the buttons to hit, I mean, there are about, I'd say there's 100 buttons on this little box here, and I happened to hit the play button.
And of course, it was on a perfect one.
Yeah. And that I mean, but what a great galloping sound, though, by the way.
Like,
I feel like I'm on the horse. Like, I feel like pulling up on the reins, you know, or at least, I don't know if I want to go faster, if I want to slow down a little
bit. That was a pretty fast pace.
Now I'm curious about what everything else does, right?
Rokan, who's that?
These are Rokans. These are Rokans buttons. I see. All right, hold on a second. Let's see what we got here.
Can you switch?
What was that? There's
That's
no grid.
That's electricity.
Yeah, there's no grid to this. So I don't know what any, there's just numbers.
Well, wait a minute. Which one are you playing? The instant replay?
It's instant replay, yes.
Yeah, I love that machine.
We
actually had one.
I never used it before. See, now, because there's a touch screen in front of me. Now, I know.
That's like, different.
It's,
right?
But I see the button that says Oprah.
Rokan, who's that?
See, now I can tell that's going to happen.
Oh.
Right?
But
and
the instant replay, you don't have.
There's no grid for
right,
it.
Right, it's just buttons.
312-981-7200. Pick a number between 1 and 50, and we'll see what that does.
But
we'll,
now, not
for the rest
only
of the
that,
show. Yes.
Not only that, but to see the 10 buttons at the top.
The
each
ten-
time you. Yeah, there's a button that says bank on there. Okay.
Yes, bank select.
Okay, bank select. If you hit that, and then the top row will start flashing.
Okay, yes.
Okay, now pick any of those buttons.
Okay, but okay.
Because now you've picked a bank. There's 10 banks, and there's 50 buttons for each bank.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
Number one.
No, it's a Rokan.
These are all Rokans.
Yeah.
I think Pete McMurray used to use this. Hold on. Okay, so then, 312-981-7200, pick a number between 1 and 50, and that will be your sound effect. I feel like I should give people a prize for that. I have lots of prizes that I have not given away this week. I think that
you need to make up for it.
It's
the holiday.
Randomly, we will give away some prizes tonight, because this is my last show of the week. It's not true.
No, tomorrow night.
I'll give away more prizes tomorrow, too. So 312-981-7200, pick a number between 1 and 50, and we'll find out what sound that makes. This is almost as much fun as tell us your name.
You're playing with fire, I'm telling you.
Why? Oh, because can any of these be dangerous?
I don't think they would put dangerous stuff on them.
Do they have a naughty button?
I
have a
know.
Naughty button.
I know you do.
So do you. if we're lucky, we all have naughty buttons. So 312-981-7200. It is Thanksgiving today. Technically, right now, Thanksgiving, which is why, by the way, Roger, I decided that tonight I would do Thanksgiving dinner today. Because tomorrow night, my sister-in-law, or in the afternoon, my sister-in-law will be cooking dinner for us. And then, you know, it's her Thanksgiving meal. It's the way she cooks dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to have my traditional favorites that I would have leftovers for, not only for my family, but also to have for our party tomorrow night here at WGN. We have our leftovers party.
That's fantastic. It'll be my first leftover party with you.
It's the pretty late leftovers. I mean the food, not us, but it's a little bit of both. Hey, Charlie, how are you doing?
It's Kelly.
Oh, Kelly.
Yes.
Kelly, how are you doing?
Wonderful, thank you.
How are you celebrating Thanksgiving this year?
Well, with my family, gratefully.
Oh, that's wonderful. What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Stuffing.
Stuffing, me too. Now, I'm a traditionalist. I like mine with, you know, the celery, the onions, your sage and thyme. When people put weird things in there, like whether it's clams or chestnuts, I get a little bit upset. It's irrational, I know. How about you?
Yes, my grandmother always made oyster stuffing, but not this year. It won't be this year.
Oh.
But my cousin invited me, and she does the traditional, like you just said. So
lovely.
It'll be good.
Very good. All right. What number button would you like me to push? 44. Let's see here.
Some of these red light cameras have become a hot issue. Your opponent saying that he thinks they should just go away, and obviously you're saying you're ready to make some changes to the program.
All right, come on over.
Hold on. Let me make that stop. That's boring. Oh, it's a Rahm Emanuel one. Hold on. Let me see now. How do I make it do a different one? Do bank and then hit it again, Roger?
Yeah. Hit bank. Wait till they start flashing.
Right.
Then click on any of them.
Okay.
And then wait till it goes away, and then you can pick a button.
Wait until pick a button.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. And then I pick any button. Okay. Yeah. So we'll do 40.
Any of the 1 through 50.
Dean Richards, Chicago's
WGN. Oh, it's a Bob Sirott.
Yeah.
See, there you go. A little bit of everything, Charlie. We're learning the buttons together. I've got a $25 gift card for you being the first one to call in and play Push My Button.
Thank you. All right.
You're welcome. All right. Fun. Kelly, hold on the line, and Yen will take your information. And okay. $25 gift card to Lou Malnati's, locations all over the Chicagoland area. Go to loumalnati's.com for a location near you. And by the way, they're doing a big, they're collecting a lot of food for the homeless. And at the Breakthrough Urban Ministries and Soul City Church, they have filled 1,500 baskets and distributed them to families who otherwise would not have a Thanksgiving dinner. So that's Lou Malnati's. And you can go to loumalnati's.com and see how their tradition started. Let's see which button Jerry wants me to push. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Where are you celebrating Thanksgiving this year?
Where am I spending it with my brother in Brookfield.
In Brookfield. Is that a long drive for you?
Yeah, I live in Hammond, so about an hour.
But it's not too bad. There are people traveling a little bit farther. Plus, gas in Indiana, what are you paying, like 30 cents now?
I wish.
Let's get that.
I got it the other day for $1.75.
I'm telling you. Did you stand there for a minute and go, when was the last time this happened?
I did, and I drive for a living. I'm at work right now, so the falling gas prices means more money in my pocket, so it's a good thing.
That is a good thing. All right, Jerry, what's your button?
27.
Let's see what we got here. I hope it's something fun. Oh, hotkey not assigned. Hold on a second. Let me see. Let me do this
again.
That
means there's nothing there.
All right, but what if I go to a different one like this?
Sure.
Oh, here we go. Oh, here we go.
What was that? Was a car door.
It was a...
Yeah. Oh, wait, did it
Jerry,
close?
Come back. You didn't have to get all mad about it.
I'm boring.
No. Hold on. Let me try another one. Let's see what we do. Let's see this one. Oh, wait. This is a goodie but an oldie. Hold on. What's happening? Oh, hotkey not assigned.
Oh.
No.
Sometimes the name will flash up on the little monitor thing there, but it's not to that key for some reason.
The top five at five.
Wow.
Wow, that's so dramatic. Roger,
scared me.
I scared you. Roger was like, it's not 5 o'clock. Oh, my goodness.
Somewhere.
It is 5 o'clock somewhere. Have a cocktail. Nope.
That was, I wish.
Right? There's only a couple of things. I'm trying to find all the buttons for that. I'm playing with toys. I should probably not push all the buttons. I'm going to break something. Jerry, hold on the line. We have a gift card from Apt Electronics for you.
Thank you.
Courtesy of Steve Shapiro. Thank you, Steve Shapiro. We're going to check in with our other button pushers when we come back on 720 WGN. It's pretty late, and we're pushing my button. What I think of that song. I just found another button. Now I don't know where the horses galloping are, Roger.
Criminy, I should have made you look at the number you
I
had.
I don't know what number it was. Elliot Serrano joins me in the Allstate Showcase studio. He was having a post-Thanksgiving dinner coma nap in my office, and he thought he was dreaming when he heard a horse. He thought a horse was like running down the hallway. Do you think you're dreaming?
For all
it?
He knows, it could have been.
It could have been.
Yeah.
We are playing Push My Buttons. Push My Button. Push My Button.
Push My Button.
Push My Button.
Because you only do one at a time.
I can only do one at a time.
Yeah.
I don't know. What happens if I hit two at a time?
It'll cancel each other out. Well, one will play because you always hit one before the other, even when you try to hit the same.
Wait, what happens if I do this? Hold on a second. Let me try that. Yeah. Wait, I'm going to do something right here. Wait, ready?
Yeah.
I can do it. If I hit the hotkey and the instant replay at the same time, I can do it at the same time.
Oh, okay.
See what I did there?
Well, the one I had, you couldn't. Oh, that's okay. What did he do? What?
I don't know what's happening. Jane wants to push a button. Jane, what button would you like to push?
Oh, number 31, please.
Number 31. Let's see what we have here. I don't know what that's supposed to do, but it says compressor. It sounds like a typewriter, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, it sounds like a compressor.
How about this one?
Oh, there it stopped. You ran out of gas.
I did. It really shut down, didn't it? Let's see.
Darn.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's kind of nice.
Taxi!
Oh.
Where to, Mac? To the city.
I don't understand what's happening in the sound effect. What? It sounded like we were in a field, and then we were in a cab, and then we're in a train in the subway. A lot going on in the sound effect. Hey, Jane, are you putting up your Christmas tree anytime soon?
No, probably not.
Are you going to put it up at all this year?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. How were your lights last year?
Not so good.
Well, I'm going to send you a Lightkeeper Pro, which is a tool for repairing your holiday light set. You can go.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
Absolutely. Jane, you hold on the line. Yen's going to take your information, and you can watch for everybody else. You can watch the video at lightkeeperpro.com. So that's coming.
All right.
One for you for the holiday season. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Let me make sure I don't hang up on you.
Thanks for pushing your button for me.
Thank you for pushing my button, Jane. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks.
Yep.
Happy Thanksgiving. And let's see. Matt's been holding on a little bit. Hey, Matt, how are you doing?
Good. You?
Very good. Thank you. What button would you like me to push?
26.
Oh, not assigned. Hold on. Let's try this again. Let's see if we do this one. No. Somebody cleared out all of 26. You might have to go for another one.
What bank are you on? Do you know?
Now I'm going through all of them. Oh, wait, hold on.
Number two.
That makes no sense.
Number one.
Shouldn't number one be at number one? That's kind of annoying, isn't it?
Not necessarily. Well, yeah, but it depends who had number one.
I don't know what's happening anymore. Just pushing buttons. Wait, let's see. Nope, not all right.
Assigned.
Pick one other button real quick. Pick a button I should push, Matt.
23.
Okay. Whoa. This is intense.
Where to, Mac?
Yeah. Let me see. Mary, what? No, I think that. You know what? I think Pete McMurray took all of his. I think he assigned a lot of these. He might have cleaned it out somehow, emptied it out.
Yeah,
Matt, where are you celebrating your Thanksgiving?
Actually, I used to have. Well, I had every year here, but my son, because they have a 13-month-old baby, and they have a new baby.
What?
Coming on the 25th of next month. So we got to go to my son's house.
Well, congratulations, Pops.
Yeah, it's like Irish twins or whatever.
Or whatever. And it's pretty close. Yeah.
Right. So he wants to do two fried turkeys, and I had to buy the peanut oil.
Oh, gosh.
And then I got to make the stuffing, which I just got done making.
Well,
I made a turkey tonight with all the stuffing and everything, and we got to bring it out to Hoffman Estates.
That's a lot going on. Hey, Matt, why don't you take one of our $25 gift cards to Lou Malnati's and either give it to your son when the baby comes so they don't have to order anything?
Of course.
There you go.
They're nesting. Their hospital is right out there, so he isn't going anywhere.
They're hunkering down, especially when it's going to be wintertime then. Well, happy Thanksgiving, Matt, and congratulations on another grandchild.
Back at you.
All right, thank
you.
Thank you so much. We have a taxi driver. Get Matt's information. He gets Lou Malnati's. Poor Yen's like, could you think of a different guy? Has Yen ever been this busy as a producer? All right, let me see what taxi driver Bob. Hey.
Yeah, I would have thought some of those sound effects, like where are you going, Bob? And he had a couple of taxi driver ones over there. But anyways, my number is 29.
Your number is 29. All right, one second. Let's see what happens here. Oh, hold on. Let's do this. Hurry up, taxi driver Bob.
Is he downtown?
State police out tonight, so it's kind of apropos. They're looking out for all the drunk drivers tonight. Everybody out on the road tonight.
Yep.
Be very cautious.
Be very, very careful.
A lot of people partying, on the road.
Let me see. Let me try. Yours was 29. Let me try another. Let me see. That's why the cops are out. Because you have chimpanzees in your back seat of your taxi. Were you at the zoo? Hold on, let me see what else I have here. Let's see, bank this. Hey, Pete, come on in, have a seat. Hotkey not assigned. All right, hold on a second. I want to let you go, taxi driver Bob. Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you,
darling. Can you go on a mic, or are you too tired? No? All right. We've got, I know there's a lot been going on tonight. We actually got, Elliot Serrano and I were on the Ohio feeder ramp tonight, Roger Badish.
Yes.
Because we weren't listening to, well, the Blackhawks were wrapping
up. The Hawks were on, so we couldn't, I mean.
You couldn't let me know. You couldn't say, hey, Patty, don't get on the Ohio feeder ramp.
I didn't know you were going to be trying to get on the Ohio feeder ramp until I saw you tried.
Clearly, yeah. We had to make a U-turn on the Ohio feeder ramp, which you don't think you can do. But apparently, you can. Thank God for all the other people who know how to break the law. Because otherwise, we would not have been able to make it here, Elliot.
Well, I'm glad you're here, okay.
That's what I thought.
Didn't you feel like James Bond a little bit, didn't you?
I did. And that's what I thought. That's why I thought the sound effects, the horse sound effects, was maybe they were saying that the mounted police were on the Ohio feeder ramp now trying to clear it up. So.
I'm never going
to
be able to find those. Oh.
No. That's not it.
I can't find the horse running anymore. Huh? Oh, somebody really.
Try the next key next to it. They usually.
I'm sorry, that was a wet one. I didn't mean to. I'm really sorry.
Oh, he's out of here. He can't take it anymore. And then you put. I just yanked out the reins. I just kicked my horse with the. Hold on a second.
Go deep.
What? What?
Hold on. Pat wants to push my button. Hey, Pat, how are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Hey, Pat. It's always good to hear you. What number would you like me to push?
Hilarious, by the way.
We're just being... Look, there's a lot of serious stuff going on, but, you know, why should that hold me back from talking about it? What number would you like me to push?
17.
All right, here we go. Oh. That's not for reals. That's just on the radio.
No, well,
although it is
like
raining.
It is.
Over the next few days, it's going to be raining, you know, on and off. Yeah.
We have thunder and lightning.
There's your forecast for the rest of the week.
Is that what it is? Yeah. It's very dramatic. Let's see if I have a different... Ooh. No, let's see here. How's that, Pat? Does it feel thunderous? Here, hold on. Let's try this. Let me see what I have over here.
It's almost soothing.
The top five at five.
No, that's not soothing. That's...
Pat, whoa. I'm pushing all the buttons for you.
Around and round, Sarah and round. Where is the traffic trouble spot?
Thank you so much for calling tonight, Pat. We wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you later. We've got to take a quick break here. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, and I'm both excited and a little sleepy. I know that seems like a contradictory of emotions and energy levels, but I was cooking all day long. I know many of your homes have the wonderful smells of whether the turkey is already roasting or the pies have already been made. Maybe your gravy, maybe your stuff. I love stuffing. But my house was filled with the smell of turkey and all those fixins because I decided to do Thanksgiving dinner today since I might not be able to tomorrow. And I had the pleasure of working with Chef Brett at Howls and Hood and in conjunction with a lovely sort of relationship we have with Macell, which is a company that makes bouillons, natural bouillons and all-purpose seasonings, both for chefs like Chef Brett at Howls and Hood and for at-home cooks like me. And we have on the line with us Mark Kane, who can tell us a little bit more about this. Really, Mark, let me tell you something. It went really well today. I'm very proud of the work I did with Macell.
Hey, Patty.
Hey.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about your company.
Well, we've been around for 33 years. We're a number one brand in our home market, which is Australia,
mm-hmm.
Which I'm speaking to you from right now.
I can tell it. It actually sounds warmer from where you are.
It is. You know, it was 105 degrees here today.
What?
Unbelievable. Yeah.
That's significantly warmer. Yes.
That's right. But I got some great friends there in Chicago, and I know that it was really quite cold there today. So, but happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much. When is your Thanksgiving, by the way?
Well, you know, we celebrate it because we've got friends and family that are in America, but it's not a thing here in Australia.
I thought it was. Someone told me. I think Canada has one. So mostly your big holiday festivity for all the wonderful foods is during the Christmas season.
That's right.
That's
Christmas season. So we just take the whole season and we just celebrate every day.
What are the big dishes for an Australian Christmas celebration?
Well, you know what? The thing is, we do the turkey. Mm-hmm. We do have turkey, but we have barbecues, so the grill. You know, the grill, sure. And it's summertime, so we have, you know, the barbecue on the beach, and it's quite different. You got to come down one year. We'll have some fun.
Well, I have a friend who, I'm a stand-up comic, and a friend of mine, Lenny Schmidt, has performed in Australia, and I've heard it's quite the distance to travel by plane. He was wondering why they don't just have the plane hover above the planet and wait for Australia to come underneath you and then land.
You know what? I can't wait for them to do that, because, you know, I come to America all the time, and, uh-huh. I love it over there. It's just Chicago's. I've got to say, Chicago's got to be my favorite city in America. It's just, the people are just fantastic. I mean, I was there with my family earlier this year, and you know, we'd been up to Boston, and when the first thing that happened when we got to Chicago was somebody was just unbelievably nice to us. And I turned to my wife and I said, "See, this is why Chicago is my favorite city in America."
We are the biggest small town in the country. That's what we like to call it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm very happy to hear that. My husband is asked for directions very often. So he now carries around transit maps. So when people ask him for directions, he actually provides a map from the CTA.
That's fantastic. You know, it's one of the few places where people look at you in your eyes to see if you actually understood the directions.
People don't do that somewhere else?
Yeah, oh man, New York, they just kind of, they bark them at you. That's if you can get their attention, you know.
Right. Yeah, well, there you go. As I was telling you, I did cook all day and used micelle. I used a couple different things, because I used your vegan bouillons as well. I'm impressed by how tasty the vegetarian options are that you have, because I have a lot of family members who are vegans. What has been the response to that line?
Well, you know, all of our products right through the range are all vegan. But we don't really say that too much, because there's not a huge percentage of us that are vegan. But our whole spin on this is to make the product as tasty as possible,
uh-huh.
but also as available for use by all manner of people. So it doesn't matter if you follow a vegan diet or a kosher diet, or you don't like sodium. It's the idea from us is to make something that is going to be available for use by all people, regardless of their religious belief or their dietary restraints, or, you know, if they have any restrictions there. We just want to make something that's going to be great and taste good.
Well, that was what the response was from Chef Brett at Howell's and Hood. He was saying one of the reasons he likes using it is the salt content isn't overpowering. That allows him to season it as he goes and have a little more control over it.
Yep. And you know, this whole thing started, and it's a family business that my parents started when I was a little kid. And it started because there was nothing available on the shelves that had a health connotation, but also they were also overpowering. There was nothing that really took something that you made and actually gave it a bit of something without overpowering the flavor and sort of, you know, putting it on rails. So this is something that we've really been very careful to make it something that complements your food and the effort that and love that goes into food.
Well, again, I was using the little canister, and I was reading the side of it, and then I read that you can also sprinkle that like on your popcorn and other just as you go, rather than just because we always think of making stock with, you know, some hot water. You sort of dissolve the granules in there, but this is actually a seasoning as well.
Oh yeah, you know, my favorite cheat is on like fries. You just put it on fries instead of salt, because the whole thing is, if you use the micelle product, you are using a fraction of the salt that you would otherwise, because our product has the very lowest sodium content of any competing product worldwide. So, you know, you're adding one-fifth of the salt you would if you just added regular salt, and the rest is all vegetables.
Well, I was experimenting. I think one of the hard things for some people is to experiment a little bit. You take a recipe, you know, maybe you go to a website or you are watching TV. So when I read that, I decided to sprinkle that into the butter and cream that I was heating up for the mashed potatoes. And I just used that to season in there, and it worked out beautifully. I have one of my guests for my dinner tonight. Elliot, how are the mashed potatoes?
Also wonderful. Everything was so good, really. I mean, you were all... You seem so nervous about the food. And I was like, oh my God, this is all good. I mean, I ate just about everything.
Mark, this was my first time making the entire turkey. I've never in my entire life made a turkey, but because we were at Howell's and Hood with Chef Brett and we were doing all the products from Micelle, I felt really confident going into the kitchen today. It was very exciting.
Fantastic. I'm so glad to hear that. I mean, I always say to my friends and colleagues, I say, you know, it's got to taste good. Otherwise, we could just pack up and go home at that point.
It's true.
You've got to be impressed by what you taste. And then you might pick the product up because it's not an iPhone. You know, you're not really going to, it's going to have to taste good before you actually pick it up and read it in some cases. Right?
Well, now what is your background in? I know you said that your family started this business. Did you go for an MBA? Did you go to culinary school?
I did various courses at various universities, but more from a business management perspective. This company was started 33 years ago by my parents, and who still are, they still work within the business, although these days they just kind of come in and stir the pot and then leave again. So I kind of grew up in the business, and I'm now, these days, I'm the sales and marketing manager. All the way through, I guess it wasn't a free ride,
right,
if you like. You know, when I turned up for work on my first day, my old man met me at the front door with a broom and said, "Righto, this is where you start." But that is the best thing because we have a real family of people there. And, you know, these days we employ quite a few people, but all of them know who I am because I was working on the floor with them until just recently. And that goes all the way through. They understand that it is a family. We actually put a lot of love into these products because nobody seemed to be doing it before. There are a lot of kind of very large corporations that are doing good products, but not with the amount of care and attention to flavor and to and also to the health benefits. So, you know, our company was the first company worldwide to register a no added MSG claim on a product, and that was back in the 80s. And, you know, at that time, people were like, "You can't make these products without MSG. That's impossible." Sometimes when you don't know what you can't do, it means that you can do anything. So,
there you go.
That's kind of where it all started.
And what I like, and what Chef Brett was telling me is that it's a more delicate stock and seasoning than some of the other bouillons that you use. Even when you open that canister, because I have my other brand at home, you know, like in the jar with the screw top, and I open them and put them side by side. And the other one, and as I mentioned, we did a video at Howls and Hood. It's clumpy. The other one was clumpy, and yours is almost, it's lighter. And what he was saying is that it's a more delicate flavor that doesn't overpower. Lets him sort of create and add the texture to it. So for our listening audience, we want to let you can go to Massel.com. That's MASSEL.com and find out, because I love that you guys put a page here where we can type in our address and find out the closest place to find the products. That works
really
well.
Yeah. But that's the thing. You know, we're a number one brand here in Australia, but we're just starting out in the USA. So that's a really important thing. I mean, we've got some fantastic places we're in. We're in Whole Foods. But that's only in a couple of their regions. We hope that it'll go right America-wide with Whole Foods because that's kind of, they're our people. They're speaking our language. Store finder option on our website, mm-hmm, that's just a lifesaver. It'll give you 10-mile radius or 50-mile radius. You can find us.
Well, besides the Whole Foods here in Chicago, you're at Tony's, you're at Butera's, Caputo's, Treasure Island's. So if people are looking for tomorrow when you're getting your last-minute Thanksgiving fixins or as you go into the holiday season, I believe we're also going to do a soup recipe in the next few weeks with you guys. So I want to thank you so much for joining us. I know that it's not late there, so I don't have to apologize for the time of day, as I usually do with our guests.
It has been such a pleasure to speak with you, Patty, and thank you very much. I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of our wonderful American friends over there. I know Australia and America, we're allies, but
yes,
more than that, we our countries are so similar. We have such wonderful produce, such wonderful seafood, and such wonderful people. That you know, for us, we think of our friends and family over there in the States, and we love you guys. So happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I hope we talk to you before Christmas, because since it is the afternoon there, I may just have you as a guest now and then, just to have someone to talk to you and not feel bad about the time of day.
I would love that, Patty. I'd absolutely love that.
We'll do an Australian update with Mark Kane from Massel. I love that.
All right. Yeah, it's a deal. It's a fun deal.
Well, thank you so much, and we will talk to you again soon.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's Mark Kane from Massel. Again, that's MASSEL.com. And I'm not kidding. I went to town with that Thanksgiving dinner. I went nuts, Elliot.
No, you did. You did.
You survived.
It was everything.
It was good.
I mean, the green beans, the What else? There was the sweet potato with the...
Oh, that my mom did that. That was a butternut squash with the blue cheese.
Oh, butternut? Oh, with the chunks of blue cheese and pomegranate.
It was supposed to be crumbles. It was supposed to be crumbles, Elliot.
Hi, it's Steve Cochran. And then...
What happened? That was a very brief... I didn't push any buttons. You can't blame me. You can't blame me for cutting that off. I wonder if I can find my horse again. What is this? I can't. How do I get to my, where are my, okay, wait, here's Nick DiGilio's. What does Nick DiGilio's bumps look like? Let's see what's all this.
I pity the fool.
Oh, he's got a lot of buttons. Elliot, look at all the hotkeys. These are called hotkeys over here. These are all the things that he has that.
You got to make note of that one.
Which one?
Well, the one that you just did.
Well, but his hotkeys are labeled. Like we all have our own. Like
bank.
Collection,
your
a
own,
bank.
Right,
oh, here
right.
it's alphabetical, so mine are okay. Here. I don't have a lot yet because here. Let me see if this works. There's our outro music. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know I had this screen. We're not going to talk about anything dirty, but just so you know, that's what it sounds like when we're going to get a little bit when we might go a little more adult.
Now, which one are you? Are you doing the one on the computer screen?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
This is Senator Katowski's. That's his intro. How about this one? I don't know why we have that, but I kind of... We've never used it on my show.
That's very appropriate.
Where's my horse? Isn't this a Lone Ranger, too? I know it's William Tell. Oh, there you go. Hold on.
Thank you.
I don't know why these are my music. I don't know why that's... what's this? Oh, I see. Oh, this is... We play this one a lot. Okay, I gotta stop pushing buttons. You see how easily
Hannah
distracted I
am. Hannah uses that a lot, too. That's her moment of gratitude.
That's a good one. Yeah. I could use this once in a while.
Ow!
Yeah, how about this, then? Cool off.
Was that the jump off the short pier?
I guess that was good. Yeah, I don't know. by the way, Elliot and I were on our way down. We did get trapped on the Ohio-Ontario, which I just shortened apparently to Ohio.
The feeder ramp.
On our way there, I was just explaining to Elliot that I am planning a vacation. I will not. I'm going to go to work in LA for a week. And then I was thinking about taking a day or two to go to a retreat, a meditation retreat, where you have to remain silent for however long you're there. It's just a silent retreat. Why are you laughing? Okay, why does everybody have that? My son, looked at me. He was like, I don't think that's a good idea.
Roger, I said to her, I go, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Her? And then, silent?
Right. So I said, okay, how about this?
Yeah.
Let's try to be quiet just for the next half hour. Let's try a half hour.
And
the first thing out of her mouth was, when do we start?
And then you set the expectations too high.
I was like, right now? Oh, we've started. Oh, do we already start? I already blew
when
it.
When someone says, let's be quiet for half an hour, that means be quiet. No.
But starting now. You have to give a starting point.
No,
so that I know we've started.
A starting point, though.
And then I said, okay, let's start.
And I did. And I made it all the way to the wall of traffic.
Right to the wall of traffic.
Really?
Well, I fell asleep. I did. I fell asleep. And then I woke up. I'm like, well,
that's not fair.
Yeah. No, but I mean, that's what I'll probably do at this retreat. I'll just sleep for 2 days. How is that a bad thing?
No, that's not bad.
Although
are you going to become one with yourself?
I don't,
are you going to chant? And
maybe I should. Hold on. Maybe I should go back a second. I'm one with myself often.
Warning. We are entering adult topics here.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you able to be silent?
You have been warned.
What? I'm always silent. I mean,
we'll keep it classy.
Okay. Here's my whole. Here's all my stuff. Okay, I have my own buttons now. I can push my own buttons anytime I want to.
I have.
See,
buttons,
hold on. Let me go back and fix that. Oh wait, what's all this stuff? These aren't mine. There we go.
Warning.
All right. We are not doing adult topics.
We are entering adult
topics. We are not. Stop
here.
It, Jason Skaggs. So, Elliot, what are your plans for the Thanksgiving tomorrow, today?
Let's see. I am supposed to be seeing my sister tomorrow, and my mom, who's in from out of town. So,
where does your mom live?
My mom lives in Florida, so she's in town for, I guess she's been in town the past few weeks, this few couple months, actually.
You guess she has been?
Yeah, well,
long story, I got you. Hey, I got a complicated family.
Yeah.
We're not going to dig.
We both have it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, but then, yeah, so it's a whole, are you coming to Thanksgiving? You coming to Thanksgiving? You coming to Thanksgiving? I just found out I'm the only brother of the four that's mm-hmm. going to be there. It's going to be myself and my sister and my mom. That's going to be fun.
And then you're coming here after.
And then I'm coming.
You know what? And you know what we'll do is maybe we'll figure out, because I know that you're going around. Hi, Steve Dale, who's up next, right? You're up next?
Yes, I am. I'm so excited. I get to follow you.
I know. I'm excited about that. Make sure you come back for Crosstalk.
What?
For Crosstalk. Make sure you come back for Crosstalk.
You want me to come down here?
Are you broadcasting upstairs?
Yeah.
Oh, what's coming up on your show?
Upstairs.
What's coming up on your show?
On my show, this is interesting. So every once in a while, I love to do just a show where I'm not necessarily doing a pet show. Mm-hmm. So
see, I didn't say what's coming up on your pet show. I said what's coming up on your show.
You did. Yeah. So interestingly enough, what's in the news now? What's happening in the Middle East? So I found a woman who lived in Syria mm-hmm. for about 13, 14 years. We're going to talk to her about what that was really like and misconceptions we have. Yeah. She says we have a lot about their culture. And then we are talking, you know what the big day is? It's
Thanksgiving.
No, it's the day of the National Dog Show.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, so we're talking.
There's too much going on.
I know. We're talking with Mr. Dog Show announcer David Fry about that. Mm-hmm. We have, you'll like this one. Everyone talks about the Butterball Hotline.
Yes.
We're not going to do that.
No, don't do that.
No, we're not going to do that. Instead, what we are going to do is we're going to have a Mexican Thanksgiving.
Okay. I'm trying to think of, like, I'm Mexican, and I don't know that I've ever done anything differently. Go ahead.
Well, that's part of the point. But nevertheless, you're right. We're going to have a chef come in and offer a Mexican turkey.
Okay.
And that's not a one-liner for a joke. We really are going to have fun and offer a recipe on the air. Yeah. So we're going to do that as well.
Well, and thank you for all those conversations. I'm looking forward to all of it. In particular, thank you for talking to this woman from Syria. I think that there is a lot of misunderstanding, and I think there's a lot of fear. So that's a good way to keep the conversation going.
She says, because I talked to her before we did the interview, and she says, well, we don't want ISIS there either. They're destroying what culture is really from Syria. Yeah. And all
they've invaded. And they've taken over their culture. Absolutely. Yeah. I was reading an article about a woman who had to work for the morality police, and she ended up having to be in the room and search when they took off their head wraps. It was friends of hers who were being whipped for wearing the wrong clothing, and then when they took off their headgear, they were wearing makeup, and they were they were punished for that as well.
Yeah, and it wasn't like that before. I mean, one of the questions I did ask her was about women's rights, if you will.
Oh, it's so much worse now.
Yeah, she said it was terrible. She said it's terrible now. It wasn't before. You could dress any way you want. If you're religious, you could wear, but if not, you don't have to wear anything on the street. Now, I didn't mean it quite that way, did I? No.
I'm late for the news. Your show's next.
Sorry.
More after this on 720. Steve Dale, possibly for the rest of... I say you just hold on to everybody's show. I'm just kidding. More after this on 720 WGN and Steve Dale after 2. Thank you for hanging out with us pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, joined by our chief geek officer from geektome.net, Elliot Serrano. Up in news, traffic, weather, sports, all the information coming into one person handling all of it at once is Roger Badish. And in our producer's booth, Jan's joining us again. I'm saying Jan correctly, yes?
Yep, you got it.
Oh my gosh, what's wrong with the microphone?
Yep, you got it. I was too close.
Yeah, it's so close. No, but that's the thing is, it's a hard balance sometimes, isn't it? Because sometimes we'll have guests who are like, especially guys, by the way, I noticed this, whenever they're in the studio, guys will often they'll talk from, they always lean back. You're fine, Elliot. You're always very fine.
I've gotten better at it. I think there was a time when I almost would eat the microphone.
Mm-hmm. Which is fine, too. I can back that off. But when people are back here, I don't know why his microphone, if he eats the mic. By the way, I know that sounds horrible to people, but that's what we call it when you're too close.
Right. You're eating the mic. But then I'd see you working on the board real quick. Okay, bring him down.
No. Yeah. No, I often, usually my bigger problem is other hosts that are in before me. I'm not naming any names, except it's all of them. they've been in the business longer than I have, let's be honest. Justin Kaufman, Ro Khan. So they've been wearing headphones for much longer than I have, and they listen at very loud volumes.
Right.
So I have to often have to adjust this when it's not usually the person that's talking.
Oh.
Yes. Well, you know why they listen at loud volumes. Because they've been listening at loud volumes for so long, they're deaf.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They've been in the business longer than I have.
Yeah.
So that's why. Not for any other reason. Yeah. And that's not age.
Well, yeah.
It's a little bit.
When I was younger, I was doing rock and roll shows. And,
see?
And I'm deaf.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Do you? And you use earbuds. You don't use headphones.
I am now, yeah. I used to use earphones, the cans, as they call them.
Yes.
But I don't know why.
Like the cans.
I got used to these. I don't know. Recently, I just like the earbuds. And I only use one. You notice there's there's only one in and one out.
You'll sometimes, not to get all behind the curtain and stuff, you'll often see hosts with one headphone on, one off, just to be able to hear the room or the conversation.
Exactly.
I don't know why. Yeah. I don't do it anymore. I used to when I was a guest. But, Jan, do you bring your own cans or do you use the ones provided by the station?
I just use the ones provided by the station.
Yeah. I years ago I had to stop doing that because I you know, we all have preferences. I don't know, Elliot. I always offer to let you. I forgot tonight to offer you my spares. I have four. I'm the Goldilocks.
How do you what?
I have four pairs of headphones here right now. I have a pair of Beats. I have a pair of Sonys, and I have two pairs of Vmodas. Vmodas are my favorite.
Wow.
Those are the ones that I use. Beats were a gift, and the Sonys were my first. Were my first when I got the job here.
You always hang on to your first.
Yes, exactly. They're like ear pillows.
I actually have my own, and they are sitting in my truck. I forgot to bring them in.
And what is your headphone preference?
They're Star Wars headphones.
How could you not bring those with you?
I know. I meant to bring them because you always offer me yours. I'm like, oh, you know what? I can actually plug in mine.
There you go. Well,
but
no.
I forgot. I'll bring them tomorrow.
All right.
Mine are Koss.
Oh, there you go. Koss are nice.
Yeah, very nice. I have a pair of Koss at home, the big ones, from about 1976.
Gotcha.
And the foam rubber on the bridge is all worn off.
Right. Well, it's got some wear and tear. Yeah. It's got it's a legacy on those headphones.
Yeah.
Elliot will be having his headphones in studio tonight because he's coming back for our Thanksgiving leftovers. We are going to be on the air. We're starting at midnight. And you've got a long weekend ahead of you, my friend. You are celebrating with us. You're having two Thanksgiving dinners with me. And then you have a weekend of events with the Chicago TARDIS.
Yeah, the Doctor Who convention that's going to be going on in Lombard, Illinois at the Westin in Lombard.
Mm-hmm.
Friday through Sunday, it's the biggest Doctor Who convention in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm oddly excited. Like, I watch Doctor Who not as intensely as my family does. Yes, Jan?
I just wanted to add real quick that we had a caller call in by the name of Robert from Oak Brook.
Hey.
And he wanted to wish you and everyone else at WGN a very, very happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Robert from Oak Brook. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. That was very nice. Maybe he should come to the Doctor Who Fest.
You
TARDIS.
Have like the friendliest callers.
The callers, yes.
Right.
Actually, even the texters. The thing is, I think people have realized that you can get angry all you want. I just feel sad that there's something that makes you that upset. But the people who move the conversation along, who have something positive to say, those are the ones that we want to hear from. If you have something negative to say, mostly the ones that are hostile, we're very, what's going on in your life that's making you that upset? Right. Maybe you should come to Doctor Who Fest this weekend.
Yeah, well, they're Doctor Who fans that get angry too. But
are they? Well, they get angry about the storylines.
Storylines and
casting. Do they get mad about casting?
Sometimes casting. What happens with a particular character? So and so was a better doctor than this one, and blah blah blah. And,
well, preference is one thing, but like you have to be along for the ride as to what the next journey is going to be with the new doctor, whether it's David Tennant or Matt Smith. Not that I know any of these names. Or
no. Peter Capaldi, who's a new guy.
The last episode was awesome.
Yeah, it was a heartbreaker.
Oh my
Spoiler.
Goodness. Spoilers. You knew it was coming along though. They announced it early in the season it would happen.
Yeah, although I don't think what happened is actually what happened. I'm trying to avoid spoilers.
Okay.
Someone who is probably going to tell me to avoid spoilers will be Alex Kingston, who's going to be in Chicago for Chicago TARDIS and I will be moderating her panel on Sunday. And I have had a crush on Alex Kingston since she played Dr. Elizabeth Corday on ER.
I was just about to say that our listeners might recognize her from, if you don't watch Doctor Who, you will know her as Dr. Corday.
On ER. And I remember when I first saw her appear on Doctor Who, I was, oh my goodness, she's back. She's back, and I was so thrilled. So I've got a little joke that I've got set up. I don't know how many listeners are actually going to see me at Chicago Tortoise, but this is going to be what's going to happen on Sunday. Roger, you're going to get a kick out of this.
Okay.
Alex Kingston played Dr. Corday and Dr. River Song,
mm-hmm.
and during ER, she dated a doctor and married a doctor. Right on the show,
right,
and then of course she went on to Doctor Who, and she married the Doctor.
Doctor Benton, by the way, didn't she marry Doctor Benton on ER?
Yes,
that's what he got. Not
Doctor Green. Doctor Green.
Was it Doctor Green?
Yes, she married Doctor Green.
She didn't marry the black guy. She married
Anthony.
Anthony Edwards.
She did. Doctor Green. Anthony Edwards.
I didn't know
that's
who
she married.
Married.
Yeah, they got married.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But then. And she goes
I
on.
I didn't watch the whole series.
Then she goes on to, and then Doctor Green dies of a brain tumor. On the beach.
Mm.
Yeah, it was very sad.
Was he really on the beach or was he hallucinating? No, that was Izzy on Grey's Anatomy. I'm right. Sorry, go on.
There you go. They all blend together, all
they
those hospital
bit.
Shows. So then I was the question I was going to be among all the, you know, the more serious, or I guess as serious as fan questions can be, I will ask Alex Kingston, since she has a thing for doctors and she's currently like a reverse widow,
mm-hmm.
since, you know, on the show she's dead, but... The doctor is
really?
Alive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would she consider dating a new doctor? And then I'm going to pull out my doctorate that I have, my diploma.
Oh.
I have a diploma that I have from Minnesota State University, issued by Coach Hayden Fox. Anyone getting the reference yet?
From Coach?
Mm-hmm. From Coach.
Craig
show,
T. Nelson?
Craig T. Nelson's show.
I see what you're doing.
And my doctorate is, it's a doctorate in, it's a DP, DPS, a doctorate of pseudoscience. And I have a doctorate in video game sports rehabilitation. So...
Carpal tunnel.
The thumbs, because, you know, I'm telling you need those thumbs for things, not just, you know.
I think she will be charmed.
I hope
by
so.
Your humor.
I hope so.
You have to explain all that to Griffin before you do it, though, because we're going to be there, and he's going to be like, what is Elliot talking about?
Yeah.
Well, do you know how many years I keep wanting to go to the show with you?
Why aren't you going this weekend?
Well, because I work two shifts on Sunday.
Oh, goodness.
What time is it on Sunday for the Alex Kingston?
It's during the day. The Alex Kingston panel will be at 2 p.m.
Okay.
Sunday afternoon.
2 p.m. Sunday afternoon. More about what's going on this weekend with the show and events in the city. Let us know if you want to give us a call before we take off for the evening or the morning, however, whichever end you're at. I don't know what that sounds like. But give us a call, 312-981-7200. Let us know if you are up cooking or just unwinding and preparing yourself, steeling yourself emotionally for what the day might bring for your holidays. More after this on 720 WGN.
We didn't have time for it. We didn't have time to talk about it. It did not make the show. It had to go. Maybe next time. I don't know. This is the end of the show. We gotta go. The end of the show. Go slow.
Listener that wants to hear the entire song, and I thought I'd let it play for a little bit, and I ran and let a friend in. Right now we've got Robert on the line. Hey, Robert, what are you doing for your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'm going to be cooking ham in the deep fryer.
Excellent. Yeah. Ham in the deep fryer?
Yeah, and I want to make
cool. That's very cool. We have, you know, I've heard that people do that. Thanks so much for calling, Robert. And I don't think I've ever heard of anyone putting the ham in the... I guess you can put anything in the deep fryer. I've heard people put, like, fried ice cream, all kinds of stuff in the deep fryer. So Elliot was asking me off the air what I put into our turkey. I put... I learned from Chef Brett at Howls and Hood that a nice idea is to put onion halves... Actually, quartered. Onions, oranges, and lemons.
Yellow or white onions?
I used yellow onions, actually. Yeah. Actually, the recipe is at WGNradio.com. If you scroll down from my video, you will find that all the recipes right there. So I massaged the turkey. That's a weird experience to make sure you get the butter on every inch of the turkey.
Half an hour massage.
A half hour massage. Well, because you know, there's a point. I've never done this before. Have you cooked the full turkey before, Roger?
I've cooked the frozen ones. With everything.
What, Swanson's microwave dinners? What?
No.
What do you mean the frozen? What do you
like
mean the frozen
turkey? Not when you say full turkey, I'm thinking, you know, the head, the feet, the feathers, and
I'm not asking if you went and shot one and then dragged it back and.
Yes, I've cooked a full turkey before.
Okay,
thank you.
Yes, so how do you prepare it? How do you prepare your turkey?
Well, Bridget gets it ready, and I'm the one who cooks it. So she does the stuffing, and I think she puts some butter on the top, but not a lot. And then I'm in charge of the timing and the basting. So it comes out nice and juicy and perfect, and it's not real crisp. Mm-hmm. And I learned a long time ago because, again, I used to work for a public relations company that handled the Butterball Turkey talk line account. And so I learned.
So you got all the inside secrets.
I learned how to properly cut a turkey.
Oh, I did learn that as well. Now, do you take out the backbone? That was what Chef Brett showed me. He cut along the spine.
Right. You cut it down below, above the leg.
Okay.
You cut into it. You can see down below, and then you slice downward towards the bone.
Something like
on
that.
On both sides, right.
Go to the video. You can see Chef Brett doing it on the video, too. And also watch WGNradio.com. You can see Roger doing air carving.
Gobble, gobble.
Elliot, have you prepared a full turkey before?
I usually do the turkey breast, you know, the one that's the breast and the wings, because I don't have a big, like, when it's just me and one other person, there's no point in making a whole turkey.
It's a lot of meat.
It's a lot of meat.
That's a lot. I'm bringing a lot of leftovers tomorrow night.
That was pretty big turkey.
It was and there was two, 15 like, pounds.
There were two huge drumsticks that nobody
took a drumstick. How do you not take the drumstick, people?
Some people don't like it.
Oh.
No, my son loves them.
Should have taken a drumstick. Tomorrow. I'll have it tomorrow. I don't know if it'll still be as juicy, but I got all that gravy.
Yeah, I love gravy.
The gravy. So I boiled up the drippings from the pan with some of my Marcel stock as well, and then butter, peppercorns. I chopped up this was what Chef Brett told me to do, all the innards, the liver, the heart, the neck. I boiled that all up. I did all of it. Griffin was really gross out, but I was like, you know, I mean, we're eating the turkey. We may as well use all the parts.
The neck is the best part.
The neck was fantastic. And then, but you strain all that out once you put you get it all boiled with some onions as well, some thyme, and you're all good to go. I know there's a lot going on in the city, around the world. I hope that everyone is able to join their families and have a lovely Thanksgiving. We haven't talked too much about the events of the last 2 days. Elliot and I and my I caught myself while we were over the Thanksgiving dinner table talking about the video that was released. And I caught myself when I was like, well, 16 bullets. I mean, how many times? And then I'm like, my son is sitting there. And I'm talking about a young man who was shot 16 times. And I was like, you know what? This is getting too graphic. So I didn't know, you know, it got weird there, right? It seemed like we were just having a conversation and then it got weird.
I guess yes. Those are conversations that are going to happen all over the country, all over the city. Mm-hmm. They're going to happen tomorrow. I think what people need to do, though, is when they're having these conversations is understand that there's a lot of there. It's a multifaceted issue.
Yeah.
And it's not we want to paint it sometimes as, it's all black and white. Everyone, you know, one person's utterly good while the other one's utterly bad. And it's you can't do that. And especially when it comes to people expressing themselves, that we'd not deny them that outrage that they feel, because it's kind of entitled, you know, in my opinion, it is entitled. And it's going to happen a lot this coming Thanksgiving. families are going to have splits,
yeah.
schisms occur because opinions will be expressed that not everyone's going to share.
Well, so having access to social media and, you know, being able to see a story unfold, it's hard, I think, for people to step back. I don't know how to feel when I tell on our way here. I told you I was unfriending people who were saying, and then they wonder why they get shot. Things like that, because some of the protesters had ripped lights off of the Christmas tree, as though somehow there's a level of, you know, it's appropriate to shoot people because they behave a way you don't like or that you don't understand where the rage is coming from.
Yeah, I have this thing, and again, you know, I'll admit sometimes my filter is through the crazy, fantastic worlds of comics and movies, but. You know, I think these days, I used to think that a character like Judge Dredd was so ridiculous and out of hand that there was no way we could accept the character. For those who aren't familiar, Judge Dredd is a British comic book character who's made a Sylvester Stallone movie with it and mm-hmm. another one with Carl Urban. He's like judge, jury, and executioner.
Right.
And essentially everything he does is he sees you on the street, you're doing something, he judges you right then and there, and then in most of the time Judge Dredd shoots and kills you. And it's just a symbol of a kind of like fascism in mm-hmm. a way. And he was created as satire. It's like we can never get to that point. Judge Dredd is such a horrific character. We can never glorify something like that. Well, now people think Judge Dredd is pretty awesome. And it seems like there are times when we're approaching that level of acceptance.
Yeah. Whether it's high on PCP, as I've heard some police officers say, and that he was holding a knife or a shiny object, that the punishment isn't to be shot 16 times.
I mean if a guy's gonna poke holes in my car in the wheels of my car and I can shoot them, then what are we? Are we back in the OK Corral? Is that what it is?
Well, the story will continue to develop, and I know that there are organized protests planned for Friday, for Black Friday, and this is something that we'll continue to talk about. Right now it's time to take a quick break and wrap up on 720 WGN.